Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It is with great excitement I welcome to our Open House studio our film critic Ben McKechan live in the studio. As usual, we chat over the phone, but he's made the special trip out tonight with his new wife, Amy, who we've said hello to. Welcome, Ben.
Hello, mate. Great pleasure to see you. It's fantastic to be here.
Pleasure to see you.
I like what you've done with the place.
Yeah, that's right. All the lights. Fairy lights. Must turn them on. We're talking about Brad Pitt's new movie, World War Z. That's what they call it. Or Z, as we say.
Z, as we should be saying over here. Yeah.
So tell us what it's about.
Well, I thought you'd be hanging out for it and could tell me exactly what it's all about.
Zombies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Zombies.
Z for zombies.
Although, one of the good things about this new zombie film, and as I'm sure many of your listeners know, there's been plenty of zombie films out there, zombie TV shows as well. This movie tries its best not to use the word zombie, even though you are looking at a zombie pandemic that's breaking out across the world. That's right, a zombie pandemic. World War Z, as the title would suggest, it's World War Against Zombies. But it's a big blockbuster starring Brad Pitt, yet it actually takes itself quite seriously in a good way and presents the hypothetical situation of if this virus spread around the world, turning people into zombies, this is what could happen. And they send Brad Pitt in there to save the day, of course.
Well, of course, if you've got him, it's going to raise a fair bit of attention. But the undead, let's call them that, are pretty popular in movies these days. Why is this?
Well, they've been popular for a while. It's a really good question. And, like, I think people are quite fascinated by this concept of being kind of dead, kind of alive, very difficult to kill unless you, like, lop the heads off or do other things to someone's brains, and why are these creatures going after human brains, all that sort of stuff. But there's something kind
the
of...
The stuff we cover on Open House.
Brain munching. Mm. Yeah. Zombies, they've been a staple of horror films for a long time, and I think people almost see there's some, like, air of realism, I might be looking into this a little bit too deeply, but I think some people kind of think that you get these human forms running around with their lurching arms and trying to eat people, that there may be more reality to that than, say, I don't know, vampires or ghosts or those kind of things. I think some people almost, I don't know if they relate to zombies, but they could probably think maybe the guy next door is a zombie.
So it kind of takes us out of our own circumstance without becoming maybe too unreal, I don't know.
But then we are talking about zombies, so that's right. Let's admit from the start, it's unreal.
So this is a situation where people have had some kind of warning about a possible danger, but being human, they didn't heed the warnings, I suppose.
Yeah, so look, I think World War Z, it is solid is the word I'll be using probably regularly throughout this session. Solid, it's a solid film. It's a lot of money behind it, but it's got some big spectacle in it. But there are some interesting ideas in it that hold the film together, and there's some great tense sequences in the film that, unlike a lot of films where just stuff explodes and whatnot, this one actually tries to keep you on the edge of your seat. So for a zombie movie that you've seen it all before, it's not a bad zombie movie. But this issue of warnings in it, I was quite taken by. So at the start of the movie, there's all these news broadcasts. You know these movies where they have news broadcasts where in the space of like 5 minutes, there's just all these news segments and you know that it's building to something.
Done it a bit myself.
There you go. You may be aware of this, Lee. And so you may be aware that all those news broadcasts about environmental dangers or people going crazy in the streets or whatever it might be, all that's leading to a zombie pandemic, evidently.
But we've got to experience the danger and kind of taste it before we do anything.
That's right.
That's the human response.
So World War Z's got all these warnings and it leads to this zombie pandemic. And it's only when the zombie pandemic breaks out, when you've got to fight zombies, do people go, oh, hang on a minute, we were kind of warned about this, but we didn't do anything. And I think that says a lot about people.
Yes.
That people tend to do that. That we as humans, we kind of get told all these warnings all the time. And a lot of them are sensible and true and they're real dangers. And yet it's only when we're confronted by the actual danger and usually experience the danger, do we then kind of follow the warnings,
yeah,
if you get my
right.
meaning? Don't you think we do that?
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
Do we do that?
Yep.
What's with us?
I don't know. I think we probably believe ourselves rather than others, maybe.
Well, I think that's right. I think we trust in ourselves a whole lot. Yeah. And you almost don't want to believe that what you're being told is true or could be true is it going to eventuate. And you have to wait till it happens when it does. And often, sadly, it's for the negative.
Yep.
And we get so many warnings all the time that we just don't heed. I think World War Z, as much as it's about zombies and a breakout across the world, Brad Pitt's got to go and save the day. It's saying something in there about human nature, I think, about the fact that we just don't heed what we're told. And I think that hits right down at the core of us, more than zombies and more than talk of the undead does.
It's more so that we're attempting to rely on ourselves rather than be maybe humble enough to take the advice and warning from others.
Mate, I think that's very true. I think that's very true. And often, as we discuss on this program, movies get me thinking about Christian matters.
Yep.
And often when I'm sitting in a movie like World War Z, for example, I'm sitting thinking about the Bible, thinking, wow, what's the Bible got to say about this?
Good question.
Exactly.
I'd like to know the answer to this.
What does the Bible say about World War Z and a zombie pandemic? Yeah. I believe it was telling me, well, look, on the issues of warnings, so I was thinking about the warnings and thinking that there's a great parable that Jesus tells in the book of Luke about the rich man and Lazarus. Plenty of your listeners would know all about it. And the punchline towards the end is that even if someone rose from the dead and told people something, they wouldn't really listen. So people say they do want a warning. Please give them a warning and they'll turn back. They'll stop doing what they're doing. They will heed the warning. They'll avert the danger. They'll walk away from it. They won't do it. And yet the punchline of Jesus' parable is saying, even if someone rises from the dead, comes back from the dead, you're still not going to listen to him and you're still not going to turn back your ways. Now, read in Luke chapter 16 this great parable for why Jesus is saying this and how it relates to him and about the eternal life that he offers, that the fact that you won't be dead, you'll be going into the new life. But if you go and read this parable, maybe do it after World War Z because you've got to wear 3D glasses in there and you've got to watch what Brad Pitt's doing. But if you come out thinking about the undead and about warnings, I came out thinking about the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, went to Luke 19, Luke 16, had a look at it and thought, Jesus has got something to say about the undead and warnings.
I'm always in awe of
the way you do
your thinking. But it's not daggy. That's what I like also. So how's the audience received it? How's it done at the box office?
I'm just laughing about my thinking being described as not daggy. That's excellent. That's the kindest thing anyone's ever said to me apart from stuff my mum says. The film's done well, as you'd imagine. Again, big movie, a lot of big money behind it. Brad Pitt's a great star. He's a guy who can carry these kind of
totally,
big movies.
Yes.
I think it's not a thinking person's action movie necessarily. It's trying to push itself like that. And anyone who's a fan of zombie movies and has seen anything from Night of the Living Dead to 28 Days Later to Shaun of the Dead to The Walking Dead, the TV show.
And you've seen them all.
I've seen most of those. You would know what to expect from a zombie movie. This one doesn't necessarily reinvent the wheel. But again, as you said, if you want to think about warnings and the undead and how that links to the parable of Rich Man and Lazarus, I think you can find it in World War Z.
Ben McKicken, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm something
great to see you. Great to see you, Amy.
My pleasure.
See you soon, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.